recognize that the subtleties of everyday government cannot compete with an axe murder. I know that reporters thrive on political controversy, and publishers have to sell papers. But freedom should be tempered by responsibility. Great causes extolled on the editorial page are often lost by reporting strident opposition on the front page, while supportive but less exciting news is buried somewhere between the tire advertisements and the obituary columns. We know that there's a silent majority in this nation. This is the majority that President Nixon addressed on his Vietnam policy last week, and the majority that responded with such resounding support. But there's also a silent young majority who go to school and to work and to war if necessary. They are the non-shouting concern, the non-radical responsive, the non-complacent constructive activists of the under 30 generation. Their idealism is disciplined by reason. The presence, integrity, and commitment of the silent young majority is overshadowed by the strident minority who arrogate unto themselves voice, virtue, and power all out of proportion to their numbers and even more out of proportion to their abilities. The silent young majority must be recognized.